The Pan American Health Organization presents the Digital Health COVID-19 Podcast. Today's topic, a review of the first 100 days of quarantine. In just a few months, the COVID-19 pandemic has had a disruptive impact on all sectors of society, on how we live, how we govern ourselves, how we mobilize, how we work, how we educate ourselves, and how nations manage and how we manage our health ourselves. In short, it has targeted many social structures that we believe to be fixed. As for the public health sector, many lessons have emerged to improve the response to future pandemics, but also to improve the health system from the perspective of information systems for health, and finally, of digital health. These lessons learned were discussed and analyzed with a group of partners, experts, and representatives from the areas of information systems and digital health in the countries of the Americas. They are based on the regionally agreed Framework for Information Systems for Health, IS4H, and are organized according to its four strategic areas: management and governance, data management and information technologies, knowledge management and sharing, and innovation. Some of the problems found in the area of management and governance start with the fact that the majority of information systems for health have focused primarily on software development and the adoption of isolated technology solutions. They have not been conceived as a strategic governance mechanism that ensures the convergence of investments and action, as well as the interconnection and interoperability of databases and applications that facilitate access to reliable data, information, and knowledge at the right time, in the right place, and in the right format. As for data management and information technologies, countries of the Americas recognize that timely, accessible, reliable, and disaggregated quality data are key to decision-making and transparent reporting. They also agree that information and communication technologies, the use of digital health technologies, automated data collection, and adequate funding and design of information systems for health are essential for obtaining more readily available and timely higher quality information. Lessons learned in the area of knowledge management and sharing include the fact that health information reemerges as a key factor supporting research, planning, decision-making, priority setting, policy-making, operations, monitoring, and evaluation. Nonetheless, there are persistent disparities between countries in the management of the data and information provided by their information systems for health. As for innovation, rapid technological development requires countries and institutions to prepare for innovations that will impact health systems, such as predictive analytics, modeling, the Internet of Things, cloud computing, big data analysis, machine learning, and artificial intelligence, among others. High-level lessons learned may improve things. Here's how. Information systems for health may be improved by prioritizing the areas of governance, multi-sectoral management, technology infrastructures, standards and interoperability, automatization and interoperability of electronic health records, privacy, confidentiality and security of data, data and information processing, knowledge management and sharing, innovation, and risk management. It is also important to adopt guiding principles, policies, and official governance mechanisms for data and information management, as well as a change management strategy to facilitate the rapid appropriation of different tools and work schemes focused on the intensive use of technology. The role of information systems and digital health at the first level of care may be redefined by the adoption of tools for teleconsultations, remote patient monitoring, and remote communication platforms to manage care and to facilitate home monitoring of people with COVID-19. Telemedicine may also allow many key clinical services to continue to operate regularly. Strategic coordination on digital health may lead to a smarter adoption of digital health solutions by formally defining rules of engagement, roles and responsibilities of the different actors, including vendors, and by defining technical criteria for the analysis and selection of available tools. International organizations such as the Pan American Health Organization and the Inter-American Development Bank should be involved in the decision-making process. Data management and data collection may be improved by adopting international standards and standard operating procedures for data management that ensure quality, some level of disaggregation, privacy, confidentiality, security, openness, and interoperability, and by adopting a common platform such as GoData. Digital solutions may be better used by ensuring an adequate and stable technological infrastructure, which allows transfer of high-resolution images and use of platforms for teleconsultations, information sharing, education, or communications in real time, and by always considering the segments of the population with access barriers due to connectivity or infrastructure problems. Strategic learning for immediate adoption of digital solutions is also important. A digital literacy program will strengthen human resources skills to work within today's information society. Everyone agrees that the dissemination of critical information may help reduce the infodemic by supporting open science and open quality data, identifying and promoting certified evidence, sharing data and information responsibly, avoiding fake news and the reporting of harmful rumors. It is important to protect privacy as well as to participate in social conversations. Innovation should be leveraged as much as possible by understanding the power of unstructured data analytics in the fight against COVID-19. By understanding and adopting new concepts, innovative solutions that have worked in other sectors such as blockchain technology should be incorporated into the health sector. Strategic networking may be improved by expanding decision-making circles for integrating key experts and institutions from other non-health areas, and by establishing public-private alliances for the exchange of ideas, information, knowledge, and in particular, good practices on the adoption of digital solutions in the fight against the pandemic. For more information, please visit www.paho.org/ish. This podcast has been produced by the Pan American Health Organization.